Okay, so let's unpack this guide we've got here.
Yeah.
We're diving into the pretty fast-moving world of online payments.
Right, it's changing so quickly.
Imagine tapping into a whole global market, you know, with payments that could be faster, more secure, maybe even cheaper.
That's the promise, isn't it? And this material really focuses on a key part of that potential future, accepting Ethereum. ETH payments for businesses.
Exactly. So this is our deep dive into Ethereum payment gateways. What are they? How do they work?
And what's fascinating here, I think, is the potential Ethereum itself offers. It's the second biggest crypto for a reason. Mm. Its underlying tech, the blockchain, those smart contracts we hear about.
Like code that automatically makes agreements happen.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes it really, really relevant for transactions.
Yeah.
So our mission here, let's say, is to pull out the key insights from this guide.
Yeah.
You know, how can businesses actually integrate ETH payments? What are the options? What are the challenges involved? And crucially, why does this all matter for you if you're thinking about your future payment systems?
Right, future-proofing. So, okay, the guide starts with a definition. An Ethereum payment gateway. What is it?
Think of it like a digital middleman, essentially. A service.
Okay.
Its job is to connect your customer's Ethereum wallet directly to your business account. It handles the whole transaction process securely, right on the Ethereum blockchain itself.
Ah, so the blockchain integration is central.
Absolutely key. It means transactions get recorded permanently, immutably. You can't change them.
Right.
And the gateway, it generates unique wallet addresses for every single transaction. This is super important for businesses.
Why is that specifically?
Because it lets the gateway automatically match an incoming payment to a specific order or a customer. Makes reconciliation way simpler than just having one static address where everything lands.
Gotcha. Avoids confusion. And the guide mentions speed too, right? Real-time processing.
Yeah, often confirming payments in, like, minutes.
Wow, minutes. That's significantly faster than some traditional bank transfers we still deal with.
Definitely. And it's usually not just ETH these gateways handle. The material highlights multi-currency support quite a bit.
So you could take Bitcoin too. Or stable coins.
Exactly. Many services. And Cryplio is one the guide features prominently. They handle ETH alongside other major cryptos like Bitcoin or stable coins like USDT.
Okay.
Plus, and this is a big one they tackle that huge concern businesses have, volatility. The price swings.
Right. ETH goes up, ETH goes down. How do they manage that?
Well, they have features like optional automatic conversion into fiat currencies. So US dollars, euros, whatever you normally use.
Ah, so the crypto comes in and it instantly becomes, say, dollars in your account.
Pretty much, yeah. Or very close to instantly. It helps you, the business, mitigate that risk of the crypto's price suddenly dropping right after you get paid.
Okay, converting to fiat. That sounds like a major fix for that volatility worry. But does the guide say it totally eliminates the risk? What about that tiny moment between the payment hitting and the conversion happening?
That's a fair point. Look, while the fiat conversion massively reduces your exposure, there's always technically that tiny window, right?
Mm.
But for most normal transactions processed quickly by a good gateway, that risk is pretty minimal compared to, say, holding onto the crypto for days or weeks. The guide really positions these features as making crypto payments much more practical for just, you know, regular day-to-day business.
Makes sense. Okay, so beyond volatility, what other hurdles does the guide talk about? Technical complexity always feels like a big one.
Absolutely. The guide lays out a few main challenges. Volatility, number one, like we said.
Yep.
Then there's regulatory uncertainty. The rules aren't the same everywhere globally. And sometimes you need things like KYC AML compliance.
Right. The know your customer and anti-money laundering checks. So more hoops to jump through depending on where your customers are.
Exactly. More paperwork, potentially. And yes, technical complexity is a hurdle, but the guide does note that gateways are really working hard to simplify this. They're offering user-friendly plugins, you know, for popular e-commerce platforms like WordPress or Shopify. That's kind of how Cryplio is presented in the material, aiming for easy integration, even if you're not super tech savvy.
So they're trying to make it feel more like plug and play.
That seems to be the goal, yeah. Now, another thing is adoption. While it's growing, it's still, you know, pretty limited compared to credit cards, PayPal.
Okay.
The guide actually cites an e-marketer projection. Only about 2.6% of U.S. consumers are expected to use crypto for payments by 2025.
Wow, 2.6%. That feels Quite low, actually. What does that tell us?
Well, it suggests that things like maybe user familiarity, how easy it is for the customer to pay, perhaps some lingering trust issues, or just the perception that it's complicated.
Yeah.
These things still need to be overcome more broadly.
Yeah.
It's a useful stat from the source, kind of grounds the whole discussion of where we are now. Oh, and another challenge mentioned is network congestion sometimes, on Ethereum itself.
Ah, the infamous gas fees we hear about. Can get expensive.
Exactly, or cause delays. But here's where the material offers a bit of positive news. Layer 2 solutions.
Okay, what are those?
They're basically technologies built on top of Ethereum. They process transactions faster and cheaper, sort of off the main chain, before settling them back onto Ethereum later.
So for a business using a gateway, that could mean...
potentially lower transaction costs for you and faster final confirmation times. It helps remove a major barrier. And the guide highlights that platforms, again, like Criplio, are aiming to address these issues with strong security, compliance tools built in, and infrastructure that can scale up.
Okay, so if a business is considering this, thinking, maybe this is for me, they'd want to know who actually offers these gateways. The guide looks at a few specific examples.
It does, yeah. It compares some of the main players out there. Criplio, NowW Payments, CoinGate, and CoinRemitters are the ones mentioned.
And they're all different.
They have different strengths, yeah. Different ranges of supported cryptos, different fee structures, that's a big one, and different key features. They kind of cater to slightly different business needs.
Right.
For instance, the guide points out that Criplio offers a 0% free plan, which is interesting, and emphasizes its ease of integration, potentially making it accessible even for smaller businesses.
A 0% free plan, that definitely catches your eye.
It's certainly a feature the guide calls out. So when you're choosing the right gateway for your business, the material says you need to look closely at a few key things.
Like what?
Well, the range of cryptocurrencies supported, obviously. The fee structure. How much will it actually cost you per transaction? Are there monthly fees? How easy is it to integrate with your website or shop?
Security must be huge, too.
Absolutely crucial. What security measures do they have? And customer support crypto runs 24/7, so you probably want support that's available anytime.
Good point.
And finally, just the gateway's overall reputation in the market. What are other users saying?
Okay, so let's try and summarize what we've learned from this guide then. Ethereum payment gateways are essentially these digital services, right? They connect a customer's crypto wallet to a merchant's account using the blockchain.
And they offer potential upsides like speed, security, maybe reaching a new type of customer.
But there are challenges too. We talked about volatility, the regulatory gray areas, the technical side, and the fact that adoption isn't massive yet.
Right. But the key takeaway from the material, I think, is that modern gateways are actively working on solutions. Things like that instant fiat conversion we discussed, simpler integration tools, using tech like Layer 2 to cut costs and speed things up.
Makes sense.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture for you listening, understanding these different options, the pros, the cons, the challenges, it's really crucial if you're even thinking about adding crypto payments down the line. It helps you prepare for where online commerce might be heading.
And hopefully you now have a better handle on how they actually function. Maybe some names to look into like Criplio, NowW Payments, CoinGate, CoinRemitter that the guide brought up, and definitely the criteria you'd use to choose one. Support, fees, integration, security, customer service, reputation, all that good stuff.
It's definitely a space moving incredibly fast. The tools are getting better all the time for businesses wanting to dip their toes into crypto payments.
So here's a final thought to leave you with based on that guide. Given that relatively low current adoption rate, it mentioned that 2.6% of U.S. consumers by 2025, what factors do you think will be the biggest drivers or the biggest roadblocks for crypto becoming a truly mainstream payment method for businesses in the next few years? Is it going to be clearer regulation, better tech, just people getting more comfortable with it, or something else entirely, something to ponder?